Jackson, Wyoming is all about extremes. Folks from across the country flock to the mountain town to summit peaks, to ski fresh powder, and to party. Athletes are revered for going over the edge, whereas those who fall into addiction are not. But what if the underlying cause of an avalanche death and a drug overdose are one and the same? Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson explores one program that's taking advantage of that connection.
Ripping down the Tetons on a snowboard has landed Tony in the Jackson Hospital a bunch of times.
I'm not allowed in this hospital anymore.
But that's not why the ER docs don't want to see him again.
Been in there 50 times. 50 times to detox from alcohol because I've been so saturated with it. And that's just at this hospital.
Tony's hesitant to tell the world just how bad it's been, so he's asked to go by his first name. He spent the better part of his adult life trying to get clean. He's been in and out of rehab 12 times and been to thousands of AA meetings. In fact, he hosts a meeting. But it took a major tragedy for him to get out of what he describes as a vicious relapse cycle.
2 years ago, my girlfriend fell down and drunk with me, alcoholic too, busted her head open, her brain came out of her head, died right in front of me. I gotta remember that stuff. Because if I don't, then I'm gonna go back to that. Yeah.
He got real about turning his life around. That's when he found the Mind Strength Project, which incorporates physical exertion and problem solving. Ryan Burke is the facilitator of the project. And like Tony, Burke came to a turning point in his life through loss, when his close friend died in an avalanche.
And I asked him towards the end, like, he was doing all these first ascents, multiple rappels, like, super dangerous. And I asked him, like, you know, why do you keep going? And he just like kind of tapped his arm like he kind of had a heroin addiction.
The death of his friend helped Burke see a big overlap between athletics and addiction.
You know, without moderation, we can go overboard in either genre. So I saw that in my own life with athletics, where people were dying in avalanches, dying rock climbing. But I also saw it in addiction, where people kept trying to chase that initial high and they always wanted more, 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 more.
Burke wanted to help break that cycle. He's a world-class mountaineer who's constantly putting himself in risky situations. Last year, he ran the length of the Tetons. That's 50 peaks stretched over 102 miles in one push. Today, Burke is setting up crash pads under two angled climbing walls that jut out into a gym. Then he positions two giant fans across from each other. This session of the Mind Strength Project is the ultimate merger of the athlete and addict communities because most of these guys are both. A lot of them are here through a court-mandated program, and they're skiers, climbers, mountain bikers. And Tony, the snowboarder, is here too.
What's up, Tony? Welcome to the club.
Burke convenes the group and explains what they're in for.
Why this program is unique is because we're doing stuff under simulated exposure. So, for instance, in a minute, we'll turn on those fans, and that creates the automatic fight or flight response when you get some exposure. Like, if you're high in the mountains and you feel a wind versus a calm day, your brain's going to go a little haywire. We're going to do some things bouncing on a ball. We're going to do some things blindfolded. So these are all things that automatically spike your fight or flight response, and we're going to try to see how we do under those.
Burke runs through some of the ways the body can help calm the mind down. His first suggestion, licking your upper lip.
Why would that help me? When someone licks their lip, what are they starting to do?
Snowboarder Tony is also a chef, and he has the answer.
Salivating.
Salivating, right? So if I'm salivating, that means I'm not running away from a predator. It means I'm ready to eat prey. Because the salivation says it's a signal to your brain saying everything's okay up here.
Burke says it's all about using your body to trick your brain.
And so if I'm laughing, I'm not really worried about a tiger, right? My body needs to know that, right? And so when you smile, your peripheral vision expands. So therefore, you can see more options.
Burke explains the rational part of the brain gets shut down by fear. Today's goal is to practice using the body to calm the mind, to get logic back online. For some, that practice might eventually mean saying no to a beer or staying home when avalanche danger is high. And for others, it might mean overcoming the blinding panic preventing them from being able to see the next climbing hold. Whatever the scenario, the idea is not to have your choices limited by fear. So Burke fires up the fans, and in pairs, they move through the circuit. Sprints and burpees, scaling the climbing wall blindfolded, stepping from box to box with heavy weights in their hands, then balancing on a ball while being blasted by two big fans, they have to find five inconsistencies in two almost identical photos. Periodically, Burke throws dodgeballs at their heads. It might sound torturous and absurd, but snowboarder Tony, who was initially mandated to get treatment by the court, is sticking with it voluntarily.
To me, it's like creating positive neuropathways in my brain. And a positive neuropathway in my brain isn't sitting in a group setting while I'm doodling. I have to have exercise in my life. You know what I mean? This is the only reason I'm in this town in the first place. I would never, you know, lived here. But this is a big, big ski mountain, ski town, you know?
Thanks to the Mind Strength Project, now when someone offers him a PBR, he no longer thinks about beer. Instead, he thinks of the project's mantra: pause, breathe, repeat. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.